إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا. أما بعد، عباد الله، اتقوا الله سبحانه وتعالى حق التقوى، واعلموا أن الله قد أحاط بكل شيء علمًا. All you servant of Allah, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as he should be feared, by acting upon the commands and staying away from the prohibitions. And keep in mind always and remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all aware of all what you say and what you do. عباد الله إن من أعظم ما من الله به على ابن آدم وميزه به على سائر الحيوان أن خصه بلسان يتكلم به. O you servant of Allah, indeed the favors of Allah upon us are many. And one of the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the son of Adam, which he has distinguished the son of Adam from the animals and raised him above them, is that he has granted him a tongue, al-lisan, a tongue that a person used to speak. قال تعالى في سورة البلد ألم نجعل له عينين ولسانا وشفتين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminding us of this great favor in the Quran in Surah Al-Balad. He says about the man, have we not made for him two eyes and a tongue and two lips? وَمَا أَصْغَرَ حَجْمَ اللِّسَانِ وَلَكِنْ مَا أَعْظَمَ أَثَرَهُ وَخَطَرَهُ عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ. Now we're talking about a tongue, a small flesh, very small flesh. It's small yet indeed, but the great danger that it comes with and it brings upon the human being is imminent, ya akhwan. قال تعالى ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد. We have to remember this ayah in Surah Al-Qaf. There is not a statement that the human being, the son of Adam, whether be he or she, they say and express themselves except that there is an angel who is appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ready to record it, whether for them or against them. فَعَلَيْنَا الْحَذَرُ مِنَ اللِّسَانِ وَالتَّحَفُّظُ مِنْهُ مِنْ عَلَامَاتِ حُسْنِ إِسْلَامِ الْعَبْدِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. نعم، الْحَذَرُ مِنَ اللِّسَانِ وَالتَّحَفُّظُ مِنْهُ مِنْ عَلَامَاتِ حُسْنِ إِسْلَامِ الْعَبْدِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. Indeed, keeping this reality in mind, preserving our tongues, using them in that which is beneficial, and keep them away from that which is evil. Indeed, this is a sign from a person's religion being upright. And this is a sign for iman of a person. فَقَدْ رَوَى الْإِمَامُ التِّرْمِذِي وَغَيْرُ عَنْ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مِنْ حُسْنِ إِسْلَامِ الْمَرْءِ تَرْكُهُ مَا لَا يَعْنِيهِ. Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi and others, rahimahumullah, has recorded on the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu an, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, from that which indicates a person's religion being upright, and a person being upright upon the religion, that person leave off that which does not concern him. Leaving off that which doesn't concern you, ya Abdullah, I should leave off that which doesn't concern me. And you should leave off that which does not concern you. And we should remind one another to leave off all issues that does not concern us. فهذا الحديث أصل عظيم من أصول الأدب. يقول ابن أبي زيد القيرواني رحمه الله جماع آداب الخير وأزمته تتفرع من أربعة أحاديث هذا واحد منها. So this is a great hadith indeed, because it highlights the beautiful manners and the etiquettes of Islam,
that every Muslim should adorn themselves with. Ibn Abi Zayd al-Qayrawani rahimahullah ta'ala says, the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from all of the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that comprehend the manners and the etiquette that the Muslims should adorn themselves with are four. And this is one of them. And this is one of them. Ibadallah. إِنَّ مَنْ حَسُنَ إِسْلَامُهُ تَرَكَ كُلَّ مَا لَا يَعْنِيهِ مِنْ قَوْلٍ أَوْ فِعْلٍ وَاقْتَصَرَ عَلَى مَا يَعْنِيهِ مِنَ الْأَقْوَالِ وَالْأَفْعَالِ. Now if a person wanna check if his Islam is upright, if his Islam is Hasan, if a person Islam is correct and upright, then he has to check this, ya akhwan. He has to leave off any statement and any action that are none of his business. Any statement or action that does not concern him. In another way, no eardroppings. He will seal, that person will seal his ears. He want to make sure he won't stop to steal the conversation of others because that doesn't concern him. يقول ابن رجب رحمه الله وأكثر ما يراد بترك ما لا يعني حفظ اللسان من لغو الكلام. ابن رجب الحنبلي رحمه الله تعالى, he says, when you hear this statement, leave off that which does not concern you, he said, most of it is that which related to your tongue, meaning leave off statements and making statements that does not concern you. يقول أبو الدرداء رضي الله عنه من فقه الرجل قلة كلامه فيما لا يعنيه. أبو الدرداء رضي الله عنه says, from the fiqh of a person, when a person wanna check once again, how much does he understand the narrations, how much the understanding he has in this deen, that person, he will speak little, and he will live off that which does not concern him. Mu'adh radiyallahu anhu, in the hadith, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised him, قال أمسك عليك هذا. In one narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he advised Mu'adh ibn Jabr radiyallahu anhu, he says, guard your tongue. Be mindful of what you say with your tongue. قال Mu'adh radiyallahu anhu, أنو آخذ بما نتكلم به. Mu'adh radiyallahu anhu, he says to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are we going to be held accountable as related to what we say? قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فكلتك أمك يا معاد وهل يكب الناس على مناخرهم أو في رواية على وجوههم في النار إلا حصائد ألسنتهم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to him, in this expression that the Arab they used to use, فكلتك أمك يا معاد, it is usually translated to English, may your mother lose you, O معاد. In another way, how could you not know this? How could you not know this? And then the Prophet ﷺ, he said to him, that which actually lead the people to the hellfire, dragged on their faces, most of that is that which they earn because of their tongues. This dunya is not a talk show, ya akhwan. Me and you, alhamdulillah, la guidance of Islam. We should change the way we used to talk before Islam. Because our example is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our example is the companions. Maybe before Islam, you used to think that this dunya is not about a talk show. Why? Because the role model was Jay Leno or Letterman or Oprah or whatever of those people who they have those talk shows. Now you took shahada, you became a Muslim, you should know better that your example and my example, all of us example, is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and these are the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are the narrations of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Incite us to be mindful of our tongues, to speak little, and when we speak, we should always be mindful: is it for me or against me? Because everything's gonna go in my book of records. Is it something that I'm gonna be happy to see on Yawm al Qiyamah, or is it something that I wish it was never been there? قال أبو الدرداء رضي الله عنه تعلموا الصمت كما تتعلمون الكلام، وكن إلى أن تسمع أحرص منك إلى أن تتكلم، ولا تتكلم في شيء لا يعنيك. أبو الدرداء رضي الله عنه, he has a lot of words of wisdom. One of them, once again, he says, you should learn, yes, you should learn how to be silent. You should learn how to be quiet the same way that you learned how to speak. Allahu Akbar. He talks. He said, you should learn how to refrain from talking. You should learn how to become quiet the same way you have learned how to speak. And if you want to be on the safe side, he says, be diligent that you will listen more than when you talk. Make it your adah, your habit, that you will listen more than when you speak. And if you want to speak, don't speak in that which does not concern you. عباد الله, كم من كلمة سلبت نعمة وجلبت على صاحبها نقمة. Oh, you servant of Allah, now, let us be real now, as we know, and we live in this concrete jungle, how of one word that a person say, it turns the ni'mah of Allah to be a curse on that person. How many of a person say one word, it turns the marriage, which is a ni'mah, the family, which is a ni'mah, the happiness, the joy, serenity, tranquility, stability in his marriage, because of one statement he didn't pay attention to, it turns that ni'mah to a curse. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّ الْكَلِمَةِ إِذَا خَرَجَتْ لَا يُمْكِنُ اسْتِرْدَادُهَا وَقَدْ يَصْعُبُ تَدَارُكُ خَطَرِهَا. Why is it so important for us to pay attention to what we say in here and to these narrations? Because once a statement leaves your tongue, Ya Abdullah, wa Ya Amatullah, it becomes difficult, sometimes impossible, to take it back from the ears of others. And many times it becomes difficult and impossible to escape the evil consequences of that one statement, one word. الملائكة كتبوا والناس سمعوا والمرجفون علقوا وشرحوا وزادوا وأنت وحدك يا عبد الله تتحمل كل هذه التبعات. Now keep in mind, when you open your mouth, man, yes, it's okay to open your mouth, to eat, to yawn, to drink, to wash your mouth when you make wudu, to brush your teeth. But now you want to open your mouth to say something? Keep in mind all of these realities now. Because once you open your mouth and you speak, like I have a mouth and I speak too, and this is for me first before it is for my beloved brothers and my sisters. Before you say a word, think of all of this. Because once you speak, the angel write it down. Those people around you, they hear it. Those wicked amongst the people, those troublemakers, those who want to cause chaos, they will hear it, they will write it down, they will add to it. Now, I ain't gonna like just say what you said, they're gonna add a little bit here, more ingredients of destruction. They will add a little bit here and there and send it all over the world. Especially in the time we live in technology, man. Before in the time, a person has to travel to speak to another person. Now ain't nobody has to do none of that, man. You say something now, before Asr, you may check your email and you may find more than one email from Japan, from Kenya, from Brazil, from Europe, from North and South. People already know what you said. So why you say it? Before you say anything, man, then you have to worry about it. Worry about what? About the application of these texts. Learn how to be silent. Learn how you be quiet. The same way you have learned how to speak. Na'am ya ibadallah. Now after all of this, you say a word, it's all over the place. Who has to face the evil consequences? You alone. You alone, Ya Abdullah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith that is called by Imam Muslim in his Sahih, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَا يَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَةِ مَا يَتَبَيَّنُ فِيهَا يَهْوِي بِهَا فِي النَّارِ أَبْعَدَ مِمَّا بَيْنَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. The Prophet ﷺ telling us, Ya Akhwan wa Ya Akhawat, indeed a servant will speak a word or a statement without verifying it, without thinking about it, without examining it. Then that statement will make him sink in the fire, a distance that is longer than that which between the east and the west. In another narration, Sahih al-Bukhari, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Inna al-Abda la yatakallamu bil kalima min ridwanillah, la yulqi laha balan yarfa'uhu Allah biha darajat, wa inna al-Abda la yatakallamu bi kalimatin min sakhatillah, la yulqi laha balan yahwi biha fi jahannam." Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, indeed a servant, he may make a beautiful statement that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if he does not pay attention to that. And that it will cause that person to be raised levels, ya akhwan, with Allah. And another servant, he will speak a statement out of wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A statement that is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person not paying attention. He didn't pay attention to what he's saying. It will be the cause for him to sink in the fire of hell. نسأل الله السلامة والعافية. مورق العجلي رحمه الله تعالى says, أمر أنا في طلبه منذ كذا وكذا سنة لم أقدر عليه ولست بتارك طلبه ما بقيت. قال وما هو؟ قال الكف عما لا يعنيني. الكف عما لا يعنيني. One of the scholars of the past, مورق العجلي رحمه الله says, once he said to the people around him, there is something that I'm searching, I'm trying to achieve. There is something I'm trying to achieve for so many years, and I still couldn't do it, and I'm not going to leave it alone as long as I'm still alive. They say, what is that? What is that? He says, to stay away from that which does not concern me. Allahu Akbar. To stay away and leave off all issues that is not of my business. نعم عباد الله جعل الله من أوصاف عباده المؤمنين أنهم لا يتكلمون باللغو وهو ما لا يعنيهم. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it from the characteristics, distinguishing characteristics of the believers, His servants who believe in Him, that they do not talk in a laghu, all false, dirty, evil, vain talks. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Furqan, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. And the faithful slaves of the most gracious Allah are those, who are they? From their characteristics, they are those who walk on the earth in humility and modesty. And when the foolish address them with bad words, they reply back with mild words of gentleness. Naam, you want to be from the servants of Allah? That's the faithful servants of Allah. When a person addresses you with a bad words, whatever it is, now you want to be, and you want to adorn yourself with this beautiful characteristic, what you should? You should continue walking with humility, with modesty. And if you want to replay, replay to them with a mild words of gentleness. For instance, remind them of Allah said to them, Ya Akhi, you're a Muslim. It's not befitting for you to speak like this. Taqillaha fi lisanik. Don't you know that the angels write your statements? Don't you know the ahadith? That for one statement you may sink in the fire, and remind them, Ya Akhwan. And we should help one another. Help one another by correcting the mistakes of one another, not to make it worse. It is worse, it is bad thing when a person speaks bad to you. So now help your brother, Ya Akhwan. Help your sister by being patient first, and remember that she's a human like you are. Barakallahu feekum. Wa qala ta'ala, كما في سورة الفرقان أيضا وإذا مروا باللغو مروا كراما. نعم من صفات المؤمنين. And yes, from the characteristics of the believers, they are those who do not bear witness to falsehood. And if they pass by some evil play or evil talk, they pass by it with dignity, man. They don't stop and engage with that filthy, dirty talk. Now they want no piece of it, man. That rotten cake, you don't want no piece of it. You don't even want to put in your mouth a piece of the crust, man. You will run away from it. Go get that which is fresh. Go get that which is pure. Go get that which is healthy. And what is healthy, ya akhwan? The application of the narrations of the Prophet ﷺ, adorning ourselves and being upon the path of the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق يظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إقرارا به وتوحيدا. وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا مزيدًا. أما بعد، عباد الله، لقد نفى الله سبحانه وتعالى الخير عن كثير من كلام الناس. الله سبحانه وتعالى has mentioned in his glorious book Al-Quran that many of the people talks and conversation has no good in it. قال تعالى كما في سورة النساء لا خير في كثير من نجواهم إلا من أمر بصدقة أو معروف أو إصلاح بين الناس. الله سبحانه وتعالى telling us and reminding us in the Quran there is no good in many of their sacred talks and conversation and councils. There is no good in many of them except he who command with a charity or command an act of kindness, or someone who bring reconciliation between two people or two groups or the like. ويقول سبحانه وتعالى يوم يقوم الروح والملائكة صفا لا يتكلمون إلا من أذن له الرحمن وقال صوابا. نعم، سورة النبأ is surah that we hear, is surah that many of us we know and we have learned. But have we contemplate upon this ayah? This ayah that says the day, meaning the day of a judgment, that the ruh, Jibreel or another angel, and the angels will stand forth in rows. Now what's going on that day? Many things as we know. As we know, this is the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. The aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah that take realities from the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us, they will not speak except him whom the most gracious Allah allows to speak. And will speak what is right, ya akhwan. Na'am ya ibadallah. Kam min majalisa uqidat. Wa wala'ima nusibat. Wa layalin qad madat. Kulluha ala kalama in la hajata lil insani fi. Bal alayhi wizruh. Now let us reflect. Let us be just with ourselves, ya akhwan. Let us be realistic now, because you know yourself. And as long as you know who you are, it doesn't matter what the people think about you. Now let us reflect how many walima you've been to. How many aqiqa you've been invited to. How many gathering, whether in somebody's house or in a park, or even sometimes in the house of Allah. How many trips you have made with certain brothers for long hours? How many of these gatherings that they passed, alhamdulillah, but do you remember really what took place on those gatherings? Yes, you will find that we have wasted many times a golden opportunity is talking about things that has no benefit for us. Even things that are permissible, but we don't get rewarded. What about those gathering of ours? When we speak about things that we will be held accountable on Yawmul Qiyamah, such as backbiting, such as slandering, such as falsehood, such as lies, and the like. وَإِنَّ الْمَرْأَ لَيَعْجَبُ مِنْ حُبِّ النَّاسِ لِلْحَدِيثِ فِي أُمُورٍ نَجَّ اللَّهُ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَأَرْجُلَهُمْ مِنْهَا وَأَبَوْ مَعَ ذَٰلِكَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَتَحَدَّثُوا فِيهَا. What's amazing indeed that you find some of us. You find some of the people, ya akhwan wa ya akhawat. Allah saved them from some evil that they didn't perpetrate with their hands nor with their feet. Allah saved them. Instead to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from them not being with those people who was involved in the evil. Now they really want to have a part to do with it. How? By their tongues. They talk about it. They didn't do it. He didn't strike nobody. He didn't shut no one. He didn't sign no haram. But they talk about it. They talk about it and they get a share of it. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ يَقُولُ أَبُو الدَّرْدَاءَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنْصِفْ أُذُنَيْكَ مِنْ فَمِكَ فَقَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَكَ أُذُنَيْنِ وَفَمًا وَاحِدًا لِتَسْمَعَ أَكْثَرَ مِمَّا تَقُولُ. الله أكبر. أبو الدرداء رضي الله عنه, he says once again, he says, be just. Try to be just. Contemplate on your body. Allah has given you 2 ears and 1 mouth. Allah has given you 2 ears and 1 mouth so that you listen more than what you speak. Allah has given you 2 ears so that a reminder for you that you're supposed to be listening more than you be doing the talking, ya Abdullah. ويقول أحد السلف إن الرجل لا يتكلم في ساعة ما يعجز عنه في شهر. One of the great scholars of the past says, indeed it is easy for a person to speak in 1 hour about things that he cannot do in 1 month. It may take him a whole month, still cannot finish that which he may talk about in 1 hour. Ya عباد الله, ما أحوجنا عباد الله إلى أن ننظر في حالنا وفي مجالسنا بأي شيء نمضيها فوالله لنسألن عنها. نعم يا أخوان, it is incumbent upon us to take the reminder and to apply it. نعم, to try our best to apply these reminders. We should contemplate on our gatherings. Any gathering you go to, any place you were invited to, check the people around you, what they talk about. This time of ours, what would we talk about? Because we will be asked about it on Yawm al-Qiyamah. قال تعالى يوم تشهد عليهم ألسنتهم وأيديهم وأرجلهم بما كانوا يعملون في سورة النور. The day, نعم, the day when their tongues, their hands and their legs or feet will bear witness against them as to what they used to do. We have to take lessons from these narrations. Many are the narrations. I'm hoping I'm just putting myself and my brother and my sister on the right track. By us going and examining other books, other CDs, other talks, and many are they. We have them. We have to get them out, dust them off, and benefit from them. And we have to make an effort to stay on a path of success. Try to be successful, ya Abdullah. Do your best to be successful. Just in case if you don't see it now. And if you're still struggling, it should not be because of a lack of effort, ya Akhwan. It should not be because of a lack of effort. هذا وأذكركم ونفسي بالصلاة والتسليم على رسول الهدى وإمام الورى فقد أمرنا الله سبحانه وتعالى بذلك. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. أسأل الله لي ولكم الثبات والهداية على الدين الحق, وأسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يحفظ ألسنتنا وأن يحفظ جوارحنا من كل سوء, وأن يثبتنا وإياكم على الحق, وأن يتوفانا وإياكم مسلمين. وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. وقوموا إلى الصلاة.